It's Thursday, November 29th, 2007. We are trying to turn around a new episode of A2 Unplugged in record time. Aloha and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.A2Central.com. And by JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Visit them on the web at www.juice.gs. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Hi everyone, welcome back. Welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii. Our worldwide website address is at www.a2unplugged.com. Our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com, and our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. Welcome everyone. I realize it hasn't been very long by A2 Unplugged standards since our last podcast. And this episode, we are going to turn things over to Tony Diaz of the Kansas Fest Committee of Apple2.org and of Apple2.info. We had said during our previous podcast that we would be bringing Tony by to talk about his brand new Apple2.info site, which is an Apple II wiki that has a lot of information for any Apple II user and is also something where users can contribute information and contribute editing services as well as learn from. So without further ado, go ahead and take it away, Tony. Okay, we are here tonight once again with Tony Diaz of Apple2.org, of the Kansas Fest Committee, and of his new Apple2.info site. We are trying this again. Hopefully we can get this to come out properly for all of you in A2 Unplugged land. Tony, how are you tonight?
All right. It's either third time's a charm or three strikes and you're out. One of the two here.
There you go. Okay. We brought you on tonight to talk about your new website, which is Apple2.info. Can you tell us what is the new Apple2.info site?
Oh, well, .info. I bought the domain in 2001 with the idea of hosting the original CSA2 FAQ, or CompSys Apple II. And I guess it's been quite a long time since 2001. A lot of things have happened since then. But, probably don't have as many excuses as some nameless Apple II celebrities, but hey. I had the idea of the CompSys Apple II FAQ and a number of other articles probably, but the biggest problem was, with some soon-to-be embedded content management system, or, as we call it today, CMS. And the only thing we knew about then, back then, about CMS was they made really crummy hard drive, SCSI cards.
Yep, that's right.
So they brought the word SCSI to SCSI here, anyway. It took quite a bit longer than I had envisioned, and I talked about it at KFest a couple years after, and another time after that. Then there was the Planet of the Apes year when we came back from the movie and we had those nice big post-it notes.
The giant post-it note.
Dane said, I don't think I've ever seen somebody write that movie sucked on a giant post-it note. Come to KFest and you'll see a lot of things you don't think you'd ever see, but hey. that year, I guess the concept was, cast in stone or cemented or however you want to look at it, but some years later out came the jackhammer again and tore it all down, because sometimes you got to start over, and that's kind of what I did last September, and here we are.
Okay. How do you see this site relating to your longstanding award-winning Apple2.org site? It is award-winning. I give it an award.
You gave it an award, yep.
That's right.
The Podmaster gave me an award before we even knew what a podcast was.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're kind of really two different things, but I guess they'll complement each other in much the same way that many of the Apple II sites out there complement each other. There really isn't a lot of duplication in Apple II sites out there. There actually is quite a bit more than I'd thought but you know, just doing Google and you'll find a lot of stuff overseas, for us anyway. But the Apple II.org site was, when I opened it up in 1996 or 95 or whenever, it was intended to be a showcase for the hardware collection. And that's still something that needs to be taken care of because the pictures on there are awful compared to what you can do now. But hey, for 1995 with a Quadra 660 AV or something like that and a video camera and a tripod, hey. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so the two sites, it was primarily meant to be the hardware collection. And most of the stuff, most of the time it was stuff that I had. There's very little on there that I actually don't physically have, but a few things have gotten in there, and they're mostly featured in articles, and that's where the .info came in, is the articles and other stuff alongside, and things that weren't directly related to the hardware were, I'd like to try to separate it, and the thing I'm trying not to do here with this is compete with other informational sources and historical sources. I'm trying to provide more of a reference for the specific hardware items. We'll see how far we get with that, but again, I'm not trying to be the historical site. There's already a great site for that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Steve spent many hours, and I can appreciate it now after what I went through to get this one going, but actually kind of interesting along the little side note there is I've always had a problem with four-letter top-level domains.
Mm-hmm,
kind of thought .name, .info, and whatever was just kind of like wrong, but I guess if you can't beat them, join them, and someone else would have registered otherwise, so. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes those .info sites are cheap, let me tell you.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, A2Unplug.info is free for the first year, so I can tell you, free is cheap.
Yeah, but what about A2Unplugged?
Oh, that may not be as cheap. Okay, can you tell us what's going on behind the scenes with Apple II.info? What kind of wiki package and server, hosting service, all of those things?
Well, let's see. We're primarily running on, the site's primarily running on, it's running on MediaWiki 1.9. And the front end, the front page is WordPress 2.3. And the original idea was, was MediaWiki. But I didn't know what to do about the homepage. I wasn't sure if I just wanted to make a static page or something. I know MediaWiki can do a homepage, but at the same time, what other options did I have? And looking at Geeklog and Joomla and WordPress and Dreamweaver, guess what won? Obviously, WordPress won. So we've got a homepage of WordPress, and the WordPress actually has a couple plugins in it that make it kind of wiki-like, so the markup kind of works, and the URLs kind of, you can include them in the same way, so it makes things kind of handy to go back and forth too. Like I was saying, I as a side note on the WordPress thing, is I'd recently taken a new job, and one of the things that a lot of their sites were based on was WordPress. I didn't really even notice it till the first week, and I'm in there, and he says, we need to add this or do this and that, and oh, look, this is WordPress. Oh, look, this one's WordPress. Neat. Mm-hmm. After messing with WordPress for 3 or 4 weeks straight, practically, and doing all these plugins and everything else, it made it look like I knew what I was doing. It was well worth it.
There you go. WordPress is a great blogging tool to use, and it's so extensible. It's really neat to use.
Yeah, it is very, very flexible, and surprisingly, compared to Geeklog, which is probably the instigator for it, but Geeklog is like, you got to have head of steel or something to get that thing to work, but hey.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
KFS.org was Geeklog for a while. Anyway, the MediaWiki installation is kind of pretty much out of the box, except for the skin. I don't hate the inbuilt MediaWiki skin, but I'm sick of looking at it because everybody's got it and nobody touches it. So I found another one out there that pretty much flowed, and few graphic changes and whatnot, and here we are. But the other cool thing with the MediaWiki is when I always wanted to have an Apple II site that, if you got Apple II content, let's make it look like an Apple II if we can. So trying to control fonts on people's, what fonts they have installed, I can put up a little thing that says, here, please install this font for the ultimate experience, kind of like they tell you to use Internet Explorer, but that's, probably not going to work too well. And then the other option is make up graphics for each header you want, and I think we'll be here till next millennium doing the same thing, and then every time you want to change, human nature will set in. It'll be a reason to not post an article because you got to make the graphic for it. Mm-hmm. So along came, came across a pretty flexible PHP-based package that, when combined with GD, which is another graphic development library, converts TrueType fonts to graphics on the fly. And not only, it's actually pretty flexible. I can specify background color. I can integrate them in a graphic and whatnot. And I'm using it pretty simply. But then that was all fine and dandy and whatnot. But when I tried to get it to work with MediaWiki, was a different story, because MediaWiki, being the content management engine and being open to editing, is pretty well set up to keep people from being malicious and uploading stuff that doesn't, and running scripts and things, and if trying to get it to run the script wasn't going to work. So that was a major bump in the road, but unfortunately I pinged Dave Miller in A2 chat and for some help on that. Knowing that he works with from Mozilla Corporation, and they use MediaWiki extensively, and he had suggested that a MediaWiki plugin that Eric Shepard had written for Mozilla as a base for what needed to be done. And after some exchanges, we had it working, and once again, Dave the Man came to the rescue. So that was I can thank Dave for that.
Okay.
The other thing is we're actually hosted on Dreamhost.com using Linux and PHP 5 and MySQL for the whole site.
Mm-hmm. So it's really amazing what you can do with these low cost hosting services nowadays. It really is. Yeah. Can other people add or edit information on the wiki?
Yeah, so others can add and edit. That's primarily what wiki is meant for. Open source contribution, open source editing, if you will. But first of all, I'll clarify what content I have on, what content is there and what's really not open to editing. The wiki site primarily has two main projects on it, although there are several other things on there which I'll get into. But I have the original CSA2 FAQ, and then I have my own original Apple II information resource book, I guess if you will, which was originally something I'd written to assist the mail or phone sales of Apple II hardware back in the day. Somebody has, I need RAM for this card, and they couldn't remember what, so if you put down Applied Engineering, RAM Express, then the paragraph on this page said, use these RAM chips, and this is our part number, and this is how much they cost, etc. So that really helped out with that. But later on, when I opened up the Apple II.org site, it became the basis of the Apple II web reference, which was probably the first additional thing other than hardware pictures that was posted on the site. That document is not really open for community editing, simply because it's been my creation from day one, and I let the flow of it and whatnot, it's hard to say. I'm not trying to say keep people out. We also have the FAQ on there, and the FAQ is a very similar document, so that's the one that's open for the community editing. And although I am open to, any suggestions and clarifications on the other stuff, and we've had some people email me in and say, here, this should be this and whatnot, and we fix it up right away. So, just drop a note if you see something. But as far as the editing and adding information, the site generally is open to it otherwise. Instructions on signing up and editing are actually in the sidebar. Basically, you need to create a MediaWiki account with the login option, and then send me an email with the username that you've chosen and indicate you wish to help out. I don't have it wide open, because rather than spending time trying to police it and keep up with it, we just, I'm not worried about anybody asking for an account and going to be malicious. I'm just worried about all the unmanned scripts and script kiddies out there that will just post Cialis and Viagra for the heck of it, Mm-hmm. Easier to not have to worry about restoring backups.
Okay.
Spend time on the content instead.
Sure. Okay, what can people do to support Apple2.info?
Well, let's see here. Support, broad subject. Actually, back in the editing as well, one of the main things that needs support right now is the Apple II emulator section. The old original Apple II emulation FAQ is probably the one that is probably the most relevant and probably has a lot of weak areas in it, things that haven't changed. Maybe status of emulation software, and boy, I'll tell you, I never realized there were so many emulation projects for the Apple II. Mm-hmm. That thing has got lots of them in it, I guess we were so locked in our world with, on the Power Mac with Bernie and Win32 with kegs that, of course the Linux people with kegs too, but, there's, for every one Apple IIgs emulator, there probably was 50 Apple II emulators out there, so that was, pretty amazing. But anyway, that section is probably in the most need of help, followed by the CSA2 FAQ probably, needs some updating, although it's hard to say it's updated, when somebody says, oh, that FAQ is obsolete and we need a new one and whatever. So, heck, if you want to play that game, the whole entire platform is obsolete by some standard, obviously not by, every standard. There's still, as obviously as time marches on, find a platform that you can boot a word processor, an integrated word processor database and spreadsheet on 64K and boot it in under 5 seconds and type, and type 10 pages of stuff before you run out of memory. Can't be done, so that's not obsolete. Mm-hmm. In fact, we pioneered that, but hey. The other thing to help out on is, if you see something in there that you think ought to be covered, in a reference type form. Again, we're not really trying to compete with history here, the Apple II history site, for example, but a little more in-depth on, how hardware works. There's obviously going to be some history in there, but, like the Mockingboard article I have, it's got some reference to timeline and whatnot, but there's also a bit of input there. But if you see something that you think ought to be written up, or you got an article that you might have written up, sign up, get an account, and we'll add you to the sidebar there, and get a section. And I'll, when it's done and ready to prime time, I'll post it on the WordPress. Get it mentioned. The other thing I'm working on next is an AppleCat 2 modem section. So that one, I can probably, if you got some ideas there, toss it my way. Lastly, support and the basic means is, hosting isn't, like you mentioned, it's not really horribly expensive anymore. There's a PayPal link on there. Every little bit counts, but I always feel weird asking for it, but, it feels like you're obligated for something, but again, every little bit helps if that's the only way you can do it. Great, I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth.
Okay. You have any plans for the future of this site?
Yeah, the question, more articles are coming about, probably from me, about once a quarter you'll probably see something, with my next thing being that Apple II, the AppleCat II stuff. I'll branch off. Part of the reason I did this was future plans for this site, and also looking for a venue to make available Apple II hardware again. I'm planning on, here's your podcast Easter egg, if you will. I'm planning on having Focus controllers, 8-meg cards, and slot expanding hardware available in the near future here, and as well as KFS DVDs, and there will probably be at least announcements, and if not, probably even a section of this site will probably host a small PayPal card or something. And as well, I shouldn't say that there's future plans for this site, you know, again, other than keeping adding material, but part of the reason I did this was, you know, to do other stuff in the future and to gain knowledge. And, you know, what better way to have to worry about the content, because I'm, you know, well familiar with Apple II content, so we I used this project as a basis to understand WordPress and MediaWiki better, partially so that I can now work on a podcast about learning to fly, or what it's like to learn to fly, and you know, that'll be the next thing here. You know, somebody asks, "Why are you doing an Apple II site?" It's not, again, like I mentioned, it's not. It's to understand what to do. I don't have to worry about coming up with the content. You know, knowledge is power, and everything is learned, and is building blocks for more. And you know, I'll think back a little ways. I think I gave Andrew Rowan of the Marinetti Open Source Project, I think gave him probably some guff and email back when he wanted to put the Marinetti project on SourceForge. I'm going, why? And there's probably ever going to be three or four people working on it. It's probably not worth all this hassle, as I put it. And shortly thereafter, I came to the realization, I says, well, you know what? It isn't a hassle, because you've got material. You need to display it. You need to present it. Let's learn how to use another resource. And then when you need to go do it next time for professional reason, you're ahead. Kind of like the example I set with the WordPress. You know, I would have gone and gone, what's WordPress? What do I have to do with this? You know, instead, now we're almost WordPress central in chat sometimes. So, you know, again, knowledge is power. Everything, you know, building blocks for the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if people want to contribute something, like new information, to Apple2.info, what do they do?
Well, like I said, we primarily covered it before in bits and pieces, but if you got an idea or a concept, or you want to simply get involved in it, again, just sign up for an account and drop me an email. It doesn't send the emails to me that say someone signed up. So I figure if you kind of really want to do it, you know, an extra email or two isn't going to hurt. Go ahead, sign up. Pick a screen name. Drop me an email with the screen name. And if you've got something and you don't want to do, you know, wiki editing, if you want to just submit something and, you know, I'll put it up, or I have an area on there of projects that need help. Actually, yeah, there is a status in there. If not, I'll go make sure there is one. But if somebody has submitted an article and it needs wiki markup, you know, I'll have the text on hand. For all purposes, I can probably just post it, but I'd rather have the material presentable. So just make a note, and if you say, here, I'd like to work on such and such an article or whatever is there, drop a note, and I'll shoot you the text. You know, the documentation for the wikis, the A2 wiki specific markup, is actually in the help section, as well as some of the other stuff I've added in there. I've got some tables and a table plugin and the A2 text plugin and whatnot. All documented how to use it. It works pretty well.
Okay. Any last words? Anything you want to plug, Tony? Get your blatant plugs in now.
Blatant plugs in now. Yeah, once again, stay on the lookout for coming attractions in the Apple II hardware section, and the K-Fest. We'll probably have about 4 or 5 of the sessions from K-Fest available on DVD soon. For those who didn't get to go, or for those who want to have another memory, there were actually quite a few eye-opening sessions in there, including the one on podcasting from Carrington Vanston, of our other A2 podcast that you didn't know existed until after you put out the only world's first and only podcast. Wait a minute, but, and I can just picture him saying it just like that. But. That and the up-and-coming Learn to Fly podcast, the information in that will be probably based on one of my, my logbook. I learned to fly 10 years ago, but I can still look back at the logbook and probably recreate every one of those experiences and put it together. And it'll probably be, Stan Freeberg type of presentation, using that as kind of a mentor towards it. If you don't know what Stan Freeberg is, you might want to look him up. There's probably a couple albums on the internet, on Amazon.com. the United Stan Freberg Presents the United States of America. It's a pretty interesting piece of work, American history, and presented in a pretty humor, pretty satirical way. It's pretty cool stuff. Anyway, that's my blatant plug. And if this were a podcast with video, I'd be running across with the sign, right? the GS sign.
Okay. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tony. Good luck with Apple2.info, and I hope everything goes well. And I hope everything goes well with the recording of this interview this time.
Yeah. Like I said, it's either third time's a charm or three strikes and you're out.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tony.
Alrighty. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
That's it for this episode. I am trying to see what I can do to get A2 Unplugged out more frequently, since it seems people would really want it to be out more frequently. And I think the only way I'm going to get it out more frequently is if I have a goal of trying to get out one podcast a week. I probably am not going to make that goal, but I think that needs to be the goal in order for me to make much progress in terms of getting things out quicker. I'd like to thank our guest for this episode, Tony Diaz of Apple2.info. Thank you very much, Tony, for being on the show. Great guest, as always. As a reminder to everyone, our website address is www.a2unplug.com. Our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com, and our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. Ma'alama pono, ahui ho. Hope to see you again, maybe in a week or so. Take care, everyone, and good night.